Welcome back to What's Up in Luck podcast. This is a new episode, and I see that I've been giving them episodes back to back. Most consistent.
Yes, sir.
Fur. So, yeah, why back here? And we really don't have anything, no heavy topic today, no, nothing too heavy. Just, you know, we're just chilling today in the studio. And we're talking about everything and anything, everything that's been trending over the past couple of weeks, days. That's all we're doing today. So my name is Farida Afolabi. I realized that I was the only one that did not mention my full name in the last couple of episodes. My name is Farida Afolabi, aka, yes, Farida Afolabi Boluwatife, aka Fabulous, aka Fab, aka Fari for real. And I have with me,
my name is Oluwaloni Didi Chidiogo. So, so you can call me Didi, you can call me Oluwaloni Didi.
Mary Francis. Francis.
Chidiogo. So everything.
And I still remain your favorite nigga, Akimbo Akitunde, aka Joseph Scott.
Your favorite guy, yeah. CEO
to the BI.
CEO
to the
B
to the I. Toby. The very serious person in this place. A businessman. He's the daddy of this podcast, basically. Anyways, so we're talking about trending topics and everything in between. First of all,
what's with this girl, this Chef Dami? That she came on Twitter, I mean, she made a video complaining about the money that she realized is not enough to pay her security. Like, I don't understand. That must be a skit, because to me, that was very funny. Why would you? Nobody sent you. It was your idea or whoever pushed you. Go and meet them to
church,
tell them.
I just not get funds.
Why you come they tell us, say, maybe they contribute for me
for security.
For security. Like, it's very stupid.
What's she securing? Is it magic?
Wait, who they chase you? Who is after you? What is after your life, please? Just go and read your books and pass your exams.
Like, you're in school. Why are you not in school, baby girl?
Why are you not reading?
Your mates are in class. They're writing an exam. You are cooking and you're asking for money for security guards. Are you playing? Is this a joke?
Let me say, what are you securing? Honestly, when I saw the video, I was like, this must be a skit. And the way she did the video, she was very serious in the video.
I see. She was like, so you guys, good afternoon. No, and she was speaking a bit of
like
Yoruba.
A
she is a celebrity in some way, low budget celebrity. Let's put it that way. Anyone that's going to feel offended because of this. Now, this is my opinion, and I'm sorry you feel offended because of that. But she's a celebrity, yeah, yes. But it's low budget because why will you come out and be begging on national TV or what are you?
National TV of Twitter.
That we should send money to you. That we should call your phone number. That you will answer us by yourself. Did you cook for us? Did we send you message? Are you playing? I don't even know. I'm short of words. And
she's a very funny girl. She's a very funny woman.
This whole thing, there was one time I was discussing with some of my friends, and we were like, the fact is, I have a problem with the fact that she's trying to propagate it in the way that she's saying that she's doing it for the Christians, and like, she compared herself to Hilda, and that Hilda is like a worldly person, a sex symbol who is now like indecent, and she's this decent version of it. And the thing is, do you know that her cooking competition actually started from her church trying to start a Christian Big Brother? Does that make sense? Like, make it make sense. Your church tried to do a Christian Big Brother, but they did not have the funds to like pursue that. They decided to put you as a chef for you to cook and do 120 hours.
What did she cook?
Oh boy, she cooked. Well, I don't know.
I just sacrifice like this.
Guy.
And she said that she's not even a chef. I didn't even know what she was doing on that place.
There's one of her videos I saw, like, Shama is so jello.
they cook anything. Cook
Shall
rubbish.
They cook, they go. Until you reach 120. It was a very crazy. One of the craziest things that happened in Nigeria, to be honest.
Crazy things happen in Nigeria every time.
But like, one of these...
We love to follow trends, right? And when we see that something is actually like paying off for somebody, instead of us to like find something that work for us, or that we are good at, we want to go that trend. It's always been like that. you know.
I'm really surprised when I heard this Chef Tami and Abi Cook Tami. Like, why not? At least let's Hilda Bassi.
Like, Hilda hasn't even gotten her recognition.
At all.
You get,
just came out.
And you just came out. 120.
120.
Jesus.
Jumping on threads.
All the best to her and her security operative that she's looking for. We wish her all the best, though. All the best in your cooking career.
All the best in her academics. That's very important.
She's not even in academics anymore. Is she still doing? When she's asking for security guards to go to class, what is she doing with them?
Hey, she can use a moteku now. Can I have a moteku?
So, if anyone remembers the Titanic, there was this large, was it a ship?
When did you watch the Titanic?
When did I watch it? Ah, it's been long ago. It's really, it's been really long. I think my one was secondary school.
How was it 2019?
Okay, you just watched it recently. Oh, my one was probably 2015 or 2016. So yeah, and I didn't really understand the story behind it. All I just knew was a love story. Like, it was a tragedy, a sad love story. And from the very beginning, we always heard about like their love story and everything. And then also we see about there was a ship that they wanted to there was a ship that they wanted to build to, I don't know how they called it now, how they described it, to challenge God or something. And they said it was the biggest thing that would come out of the world. Even God could not sink it. Yes, because I remember it was a sermon then back in school, in secondary school, that God is bigger than all things, you know. And these people came together to create a ship that even God, in their words, cannot sink. And it eventually sunk because they dared God or they challenged God, blah, 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 blah. So, guys, a long and short is that the ship sank. So yes, how many years later? Over 100 years later, which is this year in 2023, some people came to have the Titanic experience. A couple of billionaires, they built a submarine. I don't know what the aim was, whether to find the Titanic.
It was to see if they could. I don't know the right words, but like to see if they could get any. I feel like they wanted to see if they could see anything from the old remains. If there was the new submarine or bikini, whatever it is,
finding the remains of the old Titanic.
Could sense the old one that was already inside, something like that. I didn't even understand the mission.
If that's the case, they would have just sent experts to go and do, not billionaires following them.
No.
Rich people. You know something about having money? That's what I'm saying. They wanted to have the Titanic experience. They wanted to experience what people in the Titanic felt. It's not just about, because even Ned Nwoko was invited, but he couldn't go because something, a national issue tied it down, according to what he said. So I don't think it's a white something. I mean, yeah, there's the black people actually are afraid, are more discerning in things like this, but yeah. I feel like he could have also gone, because he posted pictures of a lot of the expeditions where they went to you know, the space,
and they lost their friends,
they went to Antarctica, all the stuff. So I don't know what exactly they were looking for, but their eye don't see out.
What did not lose?
What exactly happened to the submarine?
It imploded. Like, the deeper it went, I think there's a certain level of the sea that you should not go. That's where people say, why
should when he was interviewed, he was like, he was supposed to hire a guy, a 50-year-old guy. He said that he wanted a fresh person, that he wanted a story that will inspire people, that someone that was just recently trained.
It's your life.
And like, I saw that tweet, it was like, God.
That guy should be held responsible now.
Exactly, it was like negligence on his part.
It was negligence, definitely. I don't know what to say. I mean, first of all, this is a problem that I can never have, because number one, I don't even have the money for it. At least where I'm happy to be, you know, very broke. A win for broke people. You guys,
I saw one.
The memes were killing me, bro.
Like, where black have only these people. They say, guess who will come for it? That was so dark. That was so dark.
I'm not like, can you even make ever? Like, you guys got people making those memes. There was one I saw. Titanic Part 1 looking at the Part 2 coming to meet them. It was really bad. But I don't know. I feel like this is going to happen again. Like, there will still, like, some researchers will still come up.
In another years again, they will,
they are still going to find part one and part two. Part three will now come.
I try to link this thing with those that Elon Musk and his crew trying to go outer space to find whatever he wants to find.
Don't mind, like,
things will happen. See, things will happen though. I actually have this feeling that something similar to this one too will happen when you go out outer space. Then
I feel like it will just make them more calculative.
It
will just make them more calculative to be able to check every probable. To make them to check every probable like experience.
Exactly. When I hear this, I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, white people are not as smart. They are not as smart as we give them credit for. Like, they just throw caution into the wind. And that's something about, you know, black people. We are always very careful. We are scared. Like, something about us. If we're hearing the tiniest sound in the bush, we're running away. But the white people are going there to inquire. That's
without seeing what is there.
Curiosity kills the cats, and that's killed the billionaires.
But you're so rest in peace. hey, peace to everybody, yo. Anyways, guys, we're just like discussing stuff and just going through everything that is happening around.
Did you guys remember the episode Scott and I did on content creators, where we talk about pranks and the likes?
Yeah.
Now this guy changed.
Oh my
guy.
God!
I don't know. That guy is so annoying.
Right from start, the first time I saw that guy skit, I'm like, is this one even a skit? He goes to extreme.
What does he do?
He does stupid prank.
I may know his joke, but I don't know his name.
Did the guy that always wear white jalapeno like this?
Oh! That's always stop people on the road. Don't walk on the road. I know him.
That's the guy. That guy is so stupid.
He's not the same guy that used to remove people's wig. Or is that not him?
Yeah, he's the one. Or he used to like eat with them. I know him.
You don't see what they find out.
Yeah. He's now in prison.
He has been remanded
in prison.
He's now the content of the YouTube girl.
No.
That's why he was remanded in prison.
He's like spread out. Like, you can't really take it down.
You can't take it out now. People are already reposted.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't think
but that was what made him, like, that's what got him.
When did you have that episode, Toby? Was it not last month? Wasn't the last one we had the episode or 2 months ago that we're talking about that.
I think it was 2 months ago.
You need to check these content creators and people that make pranks.
You need to review your content.
There should be a body to review this before you put them out there.
Skip makers, they are genuinely doing rubbish.
Rubbish.
There's a particular set before people started calling them out, them nasty black, them Sydney talker, that they will use women's breasts. Women's bomb.
Yeah, they call them out.
They
have can't you guys?
Don't you have any content?
Content apart from using women's bodies to portray rubbish.
I don't even know the women that put themselves down for those kinds of nonsense. Like, why would you let yourself be used for such?
Yeah, they also post their pages and their stuff.
What people do for flowers?
Breast and bomb. We don't pass that one. You make yourself available for that. It's just great. I think it serves him right now. I feel like he's going to have a rethink now that he's in there. His body will calm down. But because why would you do that to a 10-year-old child? Why? Just for your content or for you to get popular?
Doesn't he have people that he works with that to call him this nonsense that he did? At least, he's not the one that recorded it. He's not the only one that recorded it. He had his guys there too. So could they not call him to order that, oh, Benny, this is what they do, that nonsense thing. All of them just...
Speaking of regulation, I think we need to regulate food. I saw someone say they use Semo to do pancake on Twitter. Did you see it?
Yes, I think I did. I don't know. I've just been hearing red stuff about Semo.
I'm going to give him that. Actually, what would you do with this Semo? I was giving that advice. I tried.
I got the advice from a man.
I think you googled it. It also sounds like I had given that advice.
Explain yourself.
No, it was. I can't really remember the details. Very honest. Like, I don't know. I cannot say what. It was any now, any money. You're not in the room. Jaja. Yeah, he wanted to do something. Like, add Semo to it. He had Semo. So he wanted to. And he googled it and like found it. It was not done before. We thought we were trying to make a new recipe. So I didn't eat out of his shirt. I don't know how it went. I can't even remember. But Sha, I think we did something like that to me. We used some way pancake and... I don't know. He said it was nice. I don't know. Trying out new recipes is not easy. So it's crime, now, is it?
You have to be arrested.
Arrested for what exactly? He tried out new recipe and...
So yeah, the semester has practically come to a close after how many weeks?
6 months.
Sorry, how many months? After 6 months. And the session has been like 2 years, right? Since 2021. It's been 2 years.
We share the same room those guys since 2021.
So do y'all feel like a part of us, like a family?
Yeah.
Who posted that on the group chat? Someone posted, what did he even say on the group? He said, leaving these guys, they are like family already. That
we've
been with
them
together
for like 2 years. Yeah. Our current roommates.
Like, this is the first time we spent 6 months straight in Houston. Because we went on for election break.
And this was the semester of parties, of breaks. After Mondays. Yes. Mondays are public holidays.
Yes.
Any small Monday. Public holiday. The Monday this semester was Monday.
Monday. Monday public holiday.
God bless
you. Monday's public holiday.
Thanks to Arebeshala. He's very quick to do. We actually miss him now because we don't even know when he can eat. Minister of Public Holiday. Before you know it, federal government have announced.
What is his actual role?
Minister of Interior.
So, like, isn't doing what he's meant to do? Like, what's
that's
what his
public holidays.
Yeah, there is the Nigerian prison correctional center is under him.
Like amnesties and stuff like that. Public holiday. Okay.
Public holiday.
I'm going to this Arabic. That was my former governor, Osun State.
That's my former old boy. You go back that time. Don't forget for year one. When you see the governor of Osun State, he's my guy now. I like better my guy. No, I used to like send him mail then, like he used to reply. He finished for my school.
Also, faculty and departmental excos, they served for 2 years or thereabouts through the strikes.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that are going out, the outgoing, and the new ones are coming in now.
I expect the faculty rounds.
Yes, we're going to come back to speak to all our faculty and departmental excos and, you know, hold them accountable for everything that they promised us. Those people have said, hey, they will give you this, they'll give you that. Wi-Fi. Money, laptop, everybody, we hear you. Yobs Direct, I'm calling you out. Yobs Direct, I'm calling you out. Yeah, everything. And those of you that are forced with your friends because of elections.
They will do career day for you, they will do this, they will do educational kin. Blah blah, we are coming for you.
Yeah,
we'll arrest you.
All of you that have spread rumors because of elections,
and all of you will be like one certain and one certain Farida.
Those people that called me out too.
Those people that called one certain Farida.
One certain
Farida. That she. Man,
let's not. Hey, you should be willing to address that issue.
See, I saw the press list. I saw it was giving some Abacha vibe. You know those days, fellow Nigerians. And I saw it. It was that vibe.
What is the backstory? I don't think you
really understand. Yeah, people. Yeah, that's true.
That's the game. That episode.
Okay, should it? This is the final episode. Let's just put it here. So thing is, we had a session for before faculty elections. So we had a session for like people who were going for offices to discuss with them, have a conversation with them about what their plans were and how their journey has been or what their journey is like. Thing is, Farida invited people from her faculty
running for presidency,
and she invited three of them.
And
hold on. She invited three, only two made it for our podcast, and a certain candidate did not make it. And the thing is, then the following Monday was a public holiday, right?
Yeah,
it was. And then on Tuesday, all of a sudden, I'm seeing Farida is being put out. There was a press statement about Farida that Farida did not reach out to him or Farida.
No. That's what he said. He said, I did not call him. giving follow-up call.
Follow-up call, you know.
Or follow-up message.
As a, he was not yet the president, by the way. As a president that
he
is.
Protocol, should have known.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, he should have written out to his PA. He wrote letter.
PA,
you know,
no,
I was talking to Joe Biden.
Do you think it's easy to assess a president like that?
He's not
even
the president of Faculty of Law.
So you want to assess a president just like that?
Just like that. No payment.
and thank you to our president, our charismatic president that came up. You know, I like that vibe. Fellow Nigerians, and he gave me that vibe. Like, you know, NCA,
a fellow colleague. You had the guts.
And I saw your old government name. I was like, wow, your level. Wow, this is this is interesting.
You put out a lot of information about her. You did not even...
It's really funny. I don't know what his intentions were, but yeah. I just want to say generally that it's very funny what elections do to people.
Yeah, exactly.
When they say, oh, elections, like, this is really your true color. Say you're under pressure, you don't know. This is actually your true color.
This is actually who you are.
Or when you say, when you have money, people change. Yeah. That's actually who you are. Like, it's just an excuse to clown your bad behaviors. Like,
thing is, after releasing a press statement, he apologized personally, but you could not release a public apology.
I would say that I'm forgiving him, to be honest, and he has apologized to me in person. I still wanted him to do a public apology, but
did a press statement, you should have done a public apology.
To clear the air.
He did not do that. I would say I've let it slide, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we've let it slide, you know, it's just one of those things.
It was not even a big deal, like...
I was upset because he set me up for bullying and targeted attacks. I was on his campaign group, but people didn't know I was there, and they were insulting me, dragging our podcast.
Can you imagine?
And he never deemed it fit to set the record straight on the group, so he definitely knew what he was doing. But I've let this go. I've let it slide. Like, he greets me, I greet him.
It's a bad law.
We had him, and he said this to our face that he was not going to apologize. But didn't he say? He said he was not going to put the public apology.
Okay, so apparently, Scott and... Was it you and Toby?
The three of us, we had a meeting with him.
Can you imagine? I just knew this now. So he said...
He made it clear that he was not going to do the public apology thing.
No. And there's something I want to say. If you're vying to be student leader, there is something that you should be very reachable, and you know, people should have easy access to it. It's very, very accessible to people. See, there's something I'll give Ovik for, like, his flowers. Ovik is very accessible. Most of the times we had interview with him, we message him that day and we got a response instantly, and he's like scheduled a meeting that very day. Like, you're meant to be a president to the people. You are ears to them. You should be a listening ear, a father, whatsoever you could be. You know, people will reach out to you on different occasions. So their message don't be waiting in your DM. Imagine it was an emergency that you needed to attend to in the faculty,
you are looking for follow up.
So it's your duty. Like, there are some things that are no brainer that you should know that they will be inconveniencing you. They will have messages popping up every day, and it's your duty.
And you signed up for it.
Exactly, and you signed up for it.
And so, this is to every faculty president, exco, especially the presidents.
Mm-hmm.
There should be nothing like, oh, I have a lot of messages. Like, nobody really gives a flying fuck about that. If you know that you're so popular, you're a celebrity, you should not have contested for this post. This is such a delicate post. You are like the father or mother, as the case may be, of the faculty. And you are serving the people. Forget about the fact that you're the president. You're not the head. You're nobody's head. They are literally serving us.
Ovik told me times he would be in medical center around 12.
With students,
like, they would just call him that they have problem, that he has to go there. And many times he missed class just to attend to student. Say there was a day he missed test, that test was meant to be like 40 marks. And what's he going to do? She's going to tell the lecturer Kiniko, did that doesn't send you? What's his business that you are the president? That later on, he asked, like, okay, fix another test. And he said he was going to miss 20 marks out of it. So the test they fixed for him was like another 20 marks. Just own. So he lost 20 marks because he's trying to, like, cater for this. So you should know that, like, you are going to sign for this.
You decided to be a president.
So you are giving a part of you to people, and you should be ready to do that.
So, yes, he has won the elections for the Faculty of Law. I really don't know how that's going, to be honest. But as of now, he's the president-elect of the Faculty of Law. And I'm happy for him. And I'm willing to work, you know, with him in my own capacity. I already wished him, like, congratulations and everything. And we are also going to... We're going to have that interview eventually. That interview that you want... We're going to have it. Don't worry. We're going to have it. And we're going to be more than happy. This is not just the Faculty of Law. Every faculty, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. And thank you to everyone that has given us an audience. We can't wait to have you again. So, yeah, this is us drawing the curtain on this episode and this
session. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. See you in your respective new classes and new sessions. Bye, guys.